This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. There is a lot going on. I know we're getting inundated with stuff, right? I mean, you're getting inundated with your eyes and your ears and all the stuff coming at you on a regular basis. Family members telling you who to vote, how to vote, and why you're an idiot for voting for who you voted for. Right? I mean, seriously, don't get in arguments with your family. I don't like it. I don't think you should be doing it. You can get in an argument with non-related blood relatives. How's that? Anybody else? Brothers and in-laws? Fine. No problem. Really. Don't let that slow you down. All right. So we were talking earlier, and I've been talking earlier, and we've been talking about all kinds of things. Like when you, Mr. Obama, and I said it before, and I kind of meant it, you know, crawling out from under his rock to now jump into the race and go stump for people. He's still got a high approval rating. I don't know why. I just don't know. Is it people not paying attention? You know, it's funny because some of the same things that President Trump does that you guys go nuts about, President Obama did and continues to do, and you have no problem with it. That's why I say it truly is a double standard. It's not a single, the law that fits all. It's not that he's not above the law. He's pretty obviously above the law. You really give it some thought. Now, according to Vox, I can't make out what this site is. I can't tell you whether they're in love with the Dems or not in love with the Dems. If somebody knows, let me know. But he went off on a speech against Donald Trump and the Republicans as a whole. But I got to tell you, it's rich. It is so rich to hear what he has to say. And apparently, as I said to you, processes and things don't matter when a Dem does it or say it. But they do matter. As a matter of fact, they matter at 10 times the rate when a Republican says it, don't you think? To get the whole thing, I got to put up with this. I don't want to, but I got to.
I'm here today because this is one of those pivotal moments when every one of us, as citizens of the United States, need to determine just who it is that we are. Just what it is that we stand for. And as a fellow...
You know, this is amazing. We have to decide who we are and what we stand for. We did that, Mr. Obama. 2 years ago we did that. And we wiped you out. We got rid of you, your vice president, your handpicked nominee, who you said 8 years before, when you said that Hillary Clinton was not capable of being president. Your wife said the same thing. She was not capable of being president. And all of a sudden, 8 years, what happened to her? Under your tutelage, she got better? That's scary. And she couldn't stand you all those years. Billy Bob is noted I think the book was called Scattered. I'd have to look it up. But there were notes made about him still talking about you as being useless, right? Not intelligent, and you had no business being in that office. Which proves to me it is an ideological thing. It's all about making sure Dems stay in office. It's all about, no matter how good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, even Pelosi, what's that old saying? A broken clock is right twice a day. Even Pelosi got it right when she said, you know, some of these far left progressives running in the party are wrong. We don't subscribe to that. We don't believe in that. At least she's willing to take a stand and say not everybody nominated, not everybody running is really up to the job, really should be part of the job. God bless her for the moments of clarity. Not that it'll help.
Fellow citizen, not as an ex-president, but as a fellow citizen, I'm here to deliver a simple message, and that is that you need to vote because our democracy depends on it.
No. See, that message is to both sides. Seriously. Right? You need to vote. You need to get out there and vote and decide what you're willing to put up with. What's going to happen in the coming months? What are you willing to take a shot at, if you would, and allow to happen? We as conservatives allowed this to happen for years. We allowed thinking that they thought like we did, or that we could find a happy medium place. I got news for you. We can't. And it's extremely obvious, is it not? Do you really still believe, some of you really still believe that we can find a happy place between the two or three of us? No, three, I'd say three parties. You've got independents out there. Or people claim to be independents, and they really aren't. I mean, let's just be honest about it. They're really not. Joe Lieberman. Who was he with? Democrats. Right? And it doesn't easily get better. You've got to do something to change it. You have to do something to make it different. You have to go. Going to the polls is great. I want you to go to the polls. I want you to do something more than nothing. But it doesn't help us if you're not out helping that candidate get elected. If you're not out helping making that thing, whatever that thing is, better. Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure. Hey, Ghoul. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And there is a lot going on. There's a lot to keep up with. There's a lot to track. If you would get up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. I send out an email every week letting you know what we're going to talk about, what's up for discussion, that kind of thing. And so, you know, again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. Also, if you give me your email address, when I send out that email once a week, I don't send a whole bunch of junk out. I let you know who the sponsors are, topics we'll be discussing. And, you know, again, there are articles to choose from, are articles to read, and there is a place for you to donate. You can head over to our website, patreon.com. There's a button that says Patreon, allows you to become one of our members. Anyway, let me get back to this because I'm just... President Obama. I should say ex-President Obama. That'll make everybody feel better. He's crawled out from under his rock to let us all know what who we should be voting for, how we should be voting, and the principles we should have, coming from a guy who had very few principles when he was actually president. So let's have fun. Well, I don't know if we can have fun, but let's listen to what he had to say.
The status quo pushes back.
Yes, we did. Quite some time ago. You know, look at the thing that happens here is they have had their way for so long. They've been able to get away with so much for so long that they just never thought they were going to lose. And seriously, if you think of the behavior that's been going on, like at the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, and you see what's happening outside of the protests, I always said something. Protests were one thing, riots were something else, and now I've added a third thing to them. Temper tantrums are a whole different animal, and that's what you're seeing a lot of. You're seeing a lot of temper tantrums, not truly, not honestly, protests. Don't you, seriously. Now, Obama says that that Trump is a symptom and not the cause. I don't understand that. Because they've been saying, and he's been saying, he is the cause, that Trump actually caused all of this trouble. These guys cannot make up their minds. Listen.
Sometimes the backlash comes from people who are genuinely, if wrongly, fearful of change. More often it's manufactured by the powerful and the privileged, who want to keep us divided and keep us angry and keep us cynical because that helps them maintain the status quo.
Coming from a man who went into the presidency worth a couple of $100,000, maybe $1 million, and I think the last number I saw for him, and it might be wrong, I mean, the last number I saw from him for him on Fox, I think it was a Fox News website, was $47 million. From the same man who said, what can anybody possibly do with more than $3 million? Apparently, he's found something to do with the rest of it. Be nice if he do a self-help book and let the rest of us know how. Isn't he into that whole socialist thing, let everybody know how you made things better in your life? How you made the money you made? Just one big ball of hypocrisy.
And keep their power. And keep their privilege.
Did he really say that? Keep their power, keep their privilege. Who's he talking about? Who's trying to keep their power, Clintons? Who's trying to keep their privilege, Clintons? Right? On the right side, you got the Bushes who are out there trying to keep their power and privilege. Because when he talks about privilege, he's not talking about anybody else but what he considers, you know, white supremacist types. Types like Trump. Any older white folks that have money, because he's black, or half black anyway, he can't possibly want anything to do with privilege.
And you happen to be coming of age during one of those moments. It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause.
That's right. It started with you. The black community, many in the black community, were disappointed with you, Mr. Obama. They're disappointed that you didn't step up and help them out. They had some hope. They thought that maybe, and this is proof how racist Trump is, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a scholar of the English language. But this is proof from a standpoint that you, a black man, who brought other black men and women into the office, right? Who appointed a black attorney general, did nothing to help the black community. Absolutely nothing to help the black community. Gun violence was still up in Chicago. Right? I mean, the last year you were in office, what was there? There was almost 600 killings? There's actually websites that track this. Just look it up. Chicago murders this weekend. That's all. Just Google that and watch what comes up on your screen. So you had him. You had the opportunity to fill the streets with the Sharptons and the Jacksons of the world and yourself and clean up that mess in Chicago. You didn't. You didn't take any time to do it. You had a chance to help put programs in place that would help the inner city, to help the black community, to help the young black kids see some hope, and you did nothing. Absolutely nothing. When you left office, the young blacks were among the highest unemployed in the country. You can find that at the Wall Street Journal and other places. Seriously. You did nothing for your community. Now, yes, you should be helping everybody. Yes, it should be, you're everybody's president. I get it. But you know as well as I do, the way you campaigned and others campaigned, right? Remember if this would be our first black president ever, right? I mean, we were getting that all over the place. Show the world that we're not racists. How about show the world that we can vote for the right person in that seat? Why shouldn't we do that? Shouldn't we do that? Just curious. I'm just asking a question. And you think about the road you go down with this, all right? Let's listen some more.
He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
Yes. The Democrat ones. You know, like, we hate blacks. We hate clean air. We hate clean water. No, we just hate lies. We'll be back with more lies right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping.
President Trump entertaining the patriotic crowd at a rally in North Dakota as he mocks former President Obama, who came out swinging at him during a speech at the University of Illinois. President Trump campaigning for Senate candidate Republican Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, while Obama trying to get Democrats out to vote. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
Obama gave his speech at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He then called out President Trump.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
That'll wake you up, I hope. If not, I don't know what to do with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending. We're going through some of President, ex-President Obama's speech. Some of his highlights. Can you call them highlights if you don't like them? I don't know. I'm just guessing here. Anyway, you know, some of the stuff he says, I'm amazed at how much credit, and he's still doing it. And I wish I knew enough doctors to find out what it means, but he's still doing it. Where nothing negative is his fault. He never says we miscalculated, it was bad, we didn't have the right numbers, didn't have the right people in place. But whenever it's good, it's always, always because of what he did. And let's just, you know what, let's just jump right into it. Really, because I'm tired of waiting. Go for it.
A fear and anger that's rooted in our past, but it's also born out of the enormous upheavals that have taken place in your brief lifetimes. And by the way, it is brief. So I want to be clear. I did not take sides in that late night.
If you can see the screen. There's a young lady on his screen, on my screen right now, that is just hanging on his every word. If he steps back a half a step, she's going to fall out of her chair, and she's rows away from him. Which is amazing.
Night food debate. And even though your generation is the most diverse in history, with a greater acceptance and celebration of our differences than ever before, those are the kinds of conditions that are ripe for exploitation by politicians who have no compunction and no shame about tapping into America's dark history of racial and ethnic and religious division.
You mean like you did when you were president? When you think about what you did with racial, ethnic, and not just stop there, you went on from there. Right? When you alluded to the fact that how bad Christians were and how good Muslims were. Right? When you kept alluding to the fact that, you know, slavery was still just around the corner. And you sent Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, out to speak to crowds to test the waters. Right? I mean, seriously, Joe comes out and says, hey, Yeah, you vote them in, they want y'all back in chains again. Well, when was the last time Uncle Joe used y'all? Isn't that a racist attitude, a racist comment? And how many black people are back in chains today since President Trump took over? I mean, I'm not talking about prison. I'm talking about actually in chains on the cotton farms. Can somebody send me a link or a list or something? I'd love it. And the economy? Whoa, oh, blamo, you blew that one. Because there's more money in black homes. I mean, seriously, there is more money out there for families as a whole, regardless of color. Your very first racist incident was Cambridge, Massachusetts, when you accused the Cambridge Police Department. No president. You talk about being unprecedented? No president. President ever involved himself with a local issue when it came to the police. Ever. But you did. Why? Because the cop was white. The professor was black. They saw a black man crawling through a window. Somebody called the police. And you only saw that as a racial comment. A racist incident. You didn't see it as the police trying to protect the neighborhood. You didn't see it as, look, are you really sure? Are you sure? Does your crystal ball or your God write it down to a point where you know that if it was a white guy, they wouldn't have had the same response? Seriously. And you talk about exploiting young people. Weren't you one of the first presidents to use text messaging to get them out to the polls? Weren't you one of the first to give them all the freedom? I mean, you gave them everything they wanted on campus. You wanted to give them free education, free birth control, right? You wanted to feed them on campus. I got through a whole list of things that you threw at them. Are you serious? But you were suggesting that it was the Republicans who did all this. The Republicans who are exploiting the young. Who is it? What exactly, what comment, what incident happened or event where we were trying to exploit young people? You know, for your information, we can't get young people to join up. The joke has always been, when you're young, if you're not a liberal, something's wrong with you. When you're older, if you're not a conservative, something's wrong with you.
Character. And not the color of their skin. Or the way in which they... When we turn away and stop paying attention, and stop engaging, and stop believing, and look for the newest diversion, the electronic versions of bread and circuses.
Anybody know what that means? Bread? Bread. Yeah, bread. Electronic. Can you eat an electronic version of bread?
Then other voices fill the void.
Yeah, you did. You filled the void for all those people you were with. You and your party filled the void. You know, he never came out and spoke against what they did to Bernie Sanders. You're talking about corruption in government? Are you serious?
A politics of fear and resentment and retrenchment takes hold.
Yes. Resentment that you stole the election from Bernie Sanders. Resentment from the young that now you have to fix and you have to win back because you stole it from Bernie Sanders. There are a lot of people that feel if the DNC didn't do what they did to him, he would have got the nomination, not Mrs. Clinton.
And demagogues promise simple fixes to complex problems.
You mean like health care? You mean like if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you want to keep your plan, you can keep your plan. You mean simple fixes with 22,000 pages of legislation? For you, anyway?
They'll promise to fight for the little guy, even as they cater to the wealthiest and most powerful.
I'm sorry, really? We cater to the... Look at... We cater to the wealthy and most powerful. Right. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, you want to go down a list of people that you have who became millionaires in Congress? Maxine Waters? I mean, these people, somehow, you've got some kind of economic class that's matched nowhere else on the planet. And when you talk about big corporations, hey, what about Solyndra? These guys were dying. They were failing. They had absolutely nothing to offer. And they got more grants than any other company. I mean, these are facts. These are things that you can find out on places like the Wall Street Journal website, right? And how much money these people got from the government when they shouldn't have. And the bad part about this is now, you know, when you're out there trying to do your information, when you're trying to Google information about these countries, companies, and how much money they received and what went on, right? You can't find it on Google anymore. You can't find the same things we used to find even a year ago. Now, we were told that the Solyndra scandal was no big deal, right? And you see more and more evidence as the days and the years go by that there was something very irregular about the way Solyndra's deal got green-lighted. I mean, after they were turned down and through the whole process through the White House, all of a sudden, and, you know, somebody anonymous was pressing from the White House. They pressed the Office of Management and Budget to hurry up and approve the deal, not oversee it, not look at it, not make sure it was all the numbers were right, right? But approve the loan. Does that prove that the White House engaged in cronyism? I don't know. You tell me. If you match it up to the process, to the guidelines that they're holding Trump to, then I would say yes. Right? Because it was hurried through. Now, some will say, well, the loan started under the Bush administration. Yes, but it went nowhere. Right? I mean, the Republicans were willing to let it die and go away. But as far as Obama was concerned, it was a good deal. Push it through. Make it happen. I just find this it's just totally amazing. I've probably got 8 different things. 8 different deals that you would normally chalk up to cronyism, and 5 myths about Solyndra. Things that really didn't happen. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to Real Side, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the solution. Right? I would hope that my people would be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, I want to finish this up. I didn't plan on spending a whole hour on this, but you got to listen to bits and pieces of the speech, and you're going to see what the delusion is. And there's big delusion here, because to think that, I mean, think about this. He's been out almost 2 years. He's never come out, not one time. He's talking about corruption and the rule of law and all this other fun stuff, yet he's never come out one time and said, look, this guy was duly elected through the Constitution. Deal with it. And the way you deal with it is you put the proper candidates out, and you bring them up in the next election, and you support them and you push them through. You don't deal with it by smashing windows and setting CVS on fire or Starbucks or anything along those lines. You deal with it by putting up the right people, by staying within the law. Don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, oh, God bless. We are going to, let me take a quick call. I usually don't do this. I mean, I'm in the middle of something, but I'll take the call anyway. I got to be able to read it. Vincent, I think you're from New Mexico, right, Vincent?
Yes, sir, Vincent.
Vincent, thanks for calling. Appreciate you holding on.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So tell me, what do you got to say?
Well, you know, I was watching the Obama speech today, and I was actually busted a nut. I busted a nut when I heard him say that it was his economy, you know, and the things he did to make the economy what it was. But the funny thing was, is it hit me at that point that they got nothing. They got nothing. If they have to sit here and steal someone else's credit just to keep votes, this shows you how weak they are. They're so weak, they have to sit here and be... There's nothing creditable about the Democratic Party, about anything that they're doing. Everything is nothing but just disruption, corruption, just... It's crap.
Well,
and I'm sick of it, personally, you know.
You're right, but, though. I mean, there is absolutely nothing. What are they bringing to the table? What have you heard anything? I want you to be honest and be fair. Have you heard anything that they've said that would lead you to believe they have one good idea that they're bringing to the table to turn things around or make things better for this matter?
The only thing that they're offering the people that don't like Trump is that they're going to get him out, and that's what they're running on. And the people, that's it. That's all they're offering.
You know,
because they have nothing else. They've proven to me nothing. You know, and it's funny because I have friends that are just Trump haters to the death, and I don't think that they'll ever see anything different. So they'll always have votes from them people, but you know they're running out of anything. They're grasping for, you know, straws here. They're not doing anything for anybody for this country but keeping us separated and divided. It's a constant, you know, flow. Of course, I'm starting to notice a little bit better with the African American people around. For a while there, it was getting kind of tense, but I think, you know, they're kind of coming around. I feel more comfortable in the store around them and stuff now. They're talking to me more. I think they're starting to come around.
I think you're right on in a lot of ways. I think Mr. Obama is the one that created more division between what they call the racists than Trump does. Eh? I've never had any animosity against black people, ever. And to say that Trump is ratcheting it up is wrong. Go ahead.
Obama could have been one of the greatest presidents in history if he would have brought this country together the way he should have. But he totally avoided the whole deal because he's got to keep with their plan, you know, that which I believe is a one world order, which is, you know, just socialize everything and just it's just deep. You know, I tell everybody, just get right with God and read the Bible. It's
amen.
Around it for us, you know?
But, I'm speaking my language.
You know, right. And ultimately, I try to tell people this is something that I say I think is very important. You should vote with your heart and not your skin color.
Can I add one thing to that? If you're a believer in God, if you're a Christian, you use the Bible as your guideline and let God speak to your heart. And forget
about
colors.
That's why I say your heart.
Amen. All right, Vincent, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
I appreciate you so much. God bless, man. And I appreciate what you're doing, man. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you, Vincent. I appreciate that very much. You know, I'm glad he said something about that. It's like, what happened? We were so afraid. All of a sudden, and maybe I'm just, maybe my IQ is low enough to where I couldn't catch it. I don't know. Maybe that's a true statement. And I've never had any odd ever. I know some people go, yeah, you're lying. No, I'm not lying. I've never had, even when my relationship with God wasn't that close, I've never had animosity towards black people or Asians or Hispanics. Have I been mad at someone who was Hispanic? Yes. Have I been mad at someone who was black? Yes. Have I been mad at an Asian? Yes. Have I been mad at a white guy? You have plenty of them. Okay? But it had nothing to do with color, size, weight, width. Nothing. And even gender. Yes, I said that nasty word. Gender. It's always amazing to me how everything has to be something else. We've lost... You see, he hit a hot button with me here. We've lost the ability to reason. And when I say that is we've been taught that everything is somebody else's fault, so it's never my fault, and I need the government to pull me out of it. It's not my fault that I bounced a check, right? It's the bank's fault. They should have just covered it, even though I had no money in there and don't have a job and didn't deposit anything. I'm waiting on my government check. I mean, seriously. This craziness is just out of control. And I love it because I have enough friends, I have enough listeners, followers, and friends that are of all ethnic walks, that are all sizes. And I enjoy those relationships. And we're not on the same page. I think breakfast, maybe once a quarter, with a communications director for the Democratic Party in the area that I'm in. Wonderful black woman. Now, see, normally... If we were talking in any other situation, I wouldn't even use the word black. But because we've become to that point where I need to call it out. I need to say that, you know, here's somebody who's a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, wonderful woman who happens to be an African-American, and we have, oh my God, we actually sit at a table and break bread together. And we talk about the differences between the two parties and the similarities and the things that we can come together on. And when we walk away from the table, we don't hate each other. I don't speak under my breath at her or to her. We'll tell other people what a piece of work she is. But that's the only way we're going to fix things. We're not going to fix things by having the prior president come out and tell us how bad Republicans are and how bad Trump is. Like he's a saint. Right? And I know some of you get mad at me when I talk like this, but I am no Bush fan. The more and more I learn about the Bushes, and now look, Mrs. Bush has done some great stuff. Laura Bush done some great stuff. George W. made some good decisions, made a lot of bad decisions. But when you think this stuff through, and you look at how much, you get mad because of how much power the Clintons had, how much power the Obamas had. So let me tell you, the Republican Party for the longest time, the Bushes had a lot of power. They had a stranglehold on a lot of things. They still do. Because they know, you know, part of it's raising money, knowing powerful people, bringing powerful people into the fold. So let's not get so, you know, one-side-minded that we don't realize. Look, we have to get back to the fact that we're Americans first. There's loons on both sides. Would you guys shake your head? You agree with me, right? See, okay, see, yeah, you agree with me. There are loons on both sides of the aisle. There are far-left lunatics. There are far-right crazy people. And it's up to some of us in the middle or considered to be in the middle. Yeah, my party considers me a extreme moderate. I don't know what that means, but I'm okay with it, whatever. But that's the only way we're going to build bridges. I don't have to agree with everything you say. All right, I've been through that already. I don't want to keep repeating myself, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, coming up in the next hour, first of all, David Fisher, great, great guy. Love him. I call him our gold guy, but really he's our economic expert. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the economy, what you should be doing with your money, where you should be hiding it, not hiding it, invest it, not investing it. But first, when we come back, the former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe just found out that he's under a grand jury investigation. Okay, and I am sure you watch people on the right, on the left, are going to say, this is a witch hunt. This is political payback. There's no reason, even though we have proof, both sides agree that there's proof that what he did was wrong. Right? And you watch. They will try to protect him, just like they did with Comey and a few others. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, don't go far. I'm not going to say it again.